And for our second course, we have foul language, extreme violence, and possibly some graphic content. Please do not let your children enjoy this course.
Welcome back to Attention Deficit and Hyperactive Dragons, ADHD. My name is Sebastian, and I play Xylas Ramsbottom. A fun fact for Xylas this week, this is inspired by Daniel. His first crush, Xylas's first crush was, he wandered into the forest one day and found a tree that was, like, very well endowed. It had like two like tree knots, like where boobs would be, and like no head or face, but like big old tree thing over the top, and like big hip looking trunk, and that was his first crush. Yeah,
it was a thick curvy
tree. It was a thick tree.
I'm glad to hear that it wasn't your cousin.
Oh no,
his parents probably wanted it to be his cousin, but he had some morals.
I'm just going to say, I knew that's where you were going with that, and yeah, somehow it's still bad. It's still worse than I thought.
It's still terrible.
Yeah.
It's still horrifying.
Yeah, but cousin's still worse, somehow.
He'll never tell anyone where that tree is located.
Nope, I don't want to know that. Never mind.
Because there's an extra hole in it now.
Oh, no. Sebastian.
And there's the other shoe.
I came up with
the
line.
He's not a tree hugger. He's a tree fucker.
Yep. He's an actual druid.
I came up with another line. Relied for myself yesterday. Hi, my name's Sebastian. I escalate jokes until they're uncomfortable for other people.
You do.
I just knew that it was coming. I was waiting for you to, you know.
You knew Xylas was coming.
Coming.
Yep. I knew the joke was coming. I was just waiting for him to finish the joke.
Yep.
And there was the end of the podcast right there, guys.
What? We're talking about finish soap?
Dishwasher soap. You're talking about finishing in the tree. I get it.
No. Hi, Rose.
No. I've got one more back.
Was the tree on birth control?
Was this a tree ant?
No, it was straight up a regular tree.
Most importantly, did you have to speak with plants?
He definitely didn't. He definitely didn't at that point.
Oh, God.
Oh, no. Oh, so, no. So, I didn't want to think about
the repercussions of that.
No. God, fuck.
Oh, shit. There was no consent.
Oh, no.
Just because they don't say anything, Sebastian.
Xylas didn't know.
Ignorance to the law does not mean it's not
a
crime.
I know. Oof.
Sebastian, you have the power to take it all back.
I do.
No. You have to live with this choice.
I don't like that he raped a tree.
Hey, my name's Caleb, and I play Dr. Rose and Lois Thompson. Sebastian may escalate jokes to uncomfortable me, other people. I escalate jokes where it's uncomfortable the person who made the joke. Fun fact for Rose today. Sorry for peeking the mic there. Man, I had one, and then that whole discussion, I lost it. Okay, you know what? As a kid, she was best friends with a crow. She saw it and it was just kind of in her neighborhood. And so she just started feeding the crow, would go to the roof, and they just became friends. She would talk with the crow and the crow would communicate back kind of squawkingly. And it was probably her best friend for a little bit. It was a crow.
My name is Audrey and I play Velvet. She's a heron gone ranger. And her fun fact this week is that when she was a kid and she was living with her biological mom and her siblings, they were pretty poor. So she only had one book. And that book was The Velveteen Rabbit. And that's how Jessica became Velvet. Because like I've said before, her friends started calling her Velvet after The Velveteen Rabbit. She was obsessed with that book. I also want to make a note. We all, without talking to each other about it previously, chose a fun fact about our childhoods.
Huh. You ready for this, Audrey? Hi, I'm Daniel. I'm the Dungeon Master. And my fun fact today is about Dimitri, the party's new hireling. Dimitri is a munchkin cat, so he's real small and real short. And when Dimitri was born, he was also the smallest and the shortest. And he was picked on a lot by his brothers and his peers. Well, siblings and his peers. And because of that, he grew up a kind of angry, violent-ish child. And to prove everyone that he was, strong and like a strong, strong individual, he became a bounty hunter and formed his own bounty group. To prove that he was strong and mean, even though on the inside he's fluffy like a teddy bear.
Aw.
That's amazing.
His, Velvet's favorite kind of person.
Yeah.
His favorite thing is pottery.
This is good.
Yes. So last week, you guys, you examined the pillar in the middle of town, learned that there was a compass in the pillar, talked to Rick. Rick gave you a job, investigate a mansion in the woods. You departed following the direction that the compass was giving you, went to sleep, woke up to being attacked by a bunch of mercenaries, being led by Dimitri, fucked with the mercenaries, kidnapped Dimitri, had to go back to find a weapon, found a weapon, talked to Dimitri, and now Dimitri's working for you. You finished your journey to the area that the compass was leading you to, which was a trail going up to the Duke Pass Mountains. And there was a sign at the beginning of the trail that said, "Turn back now to save your souls." So what are you guys up to?
Currently trying not to think about Silas on a tree.
Hey guys, this doesn't look like a very happy trail.
There's no happy trees up here either.
Bob Ross pops out of the woods.
Bob Ross pops out. I'll tell you about a happy trail.
Oh.
Nice. There's no mistakes. There's just happy little accidents.
That was my childhood, Sebastian.
Sorry.
I'm going to do an investigation check.
On what?
Or perception check of this area.
Trail?
Perception.
Okay, yeah, roll perception.
I got...
Can we kind of tell where the trail goes?
An 18 total.
Yes, you can. It just kind of snakes up into the mountains.
Okay.
You got an 18. It's the beginning of a mountain trail. It climbs the mountains up into the snow, and after a while, it disappears. It's getting really cold, too. Hopefully, you guys have jackets.
Does anyone have any reservations about going up this trail?
I didn't make any reservations now. We were supposed to.
God damn it.
I don't see anyone here either. I don't think we need to check in.
Is this like a national park? Do you have to pay like a park pass?
I don't know.
So the compass is just like spinning.
Yeah, the compass is spinning. Like a magnetic north or something.
Is it really windy up here?
You can. It's not super windy here, but you can definitely hear wind.
Let me... And maybe my perception check would help. Would it be something like if we head up this mountain, it could be dangerous that we fall off it?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay. So I was going to say tying ourselves together. But
so when one person falls, you all go with them?
Yeah. Or if the one person falls, we have enough strength.
I don't know. Fuck it. We walked 2 days.
Yeah, we might as well.
See, you guys going to climb the mountain.
Did we get a long rest or no?
Yeah, you got 2 long rests. So.
Wow.
Okay. Climbing up?
We go.
All right, you begin climbing the trail. It's pretty quickly goes from like kind of cold to really cold to brutally freezing. And it goes from sunny to cloudy to just downpouring snow. Really, guys, hope you guys have some sort of winter jackets.
Yeah.
You do? Do you, Audrey?
Or she's just furry.
I am furry.
You are a rabbit, though.
And?
I guess your fur would protect you from the cold. Does Rose have winter gear?
No, but I have like 5 layers of things, so I'm just going to put every cloak I have on.
Okay. What about Xylus? Is Xylus ready for the cold? Because it is bad.
Probably not.
Okay, Xylus. You're moving at half speed. So as you guys move up the mountain very quickly, Xylus falls really, really far behind. And he is kind of a bluish color. He looks like someone who is stuck out in the cold. You guys aren't also doing spectacularly. Even Velvet is like this. It's bad. It's really bad how cold it is.
So if I lit a torch, would that help?
The torch, you can't light a torch up here. It is that like just cold and snow. Like it is cold to the point like that is snowing and wind to the point where you can't see more than like 10 feet in front of you.
I'm gonna like try and take apart my bedroll and wrap it around myself.
Okay, you wrap yourself in your bedroll. You no longer have negative side effects from how cold.
But it's
it is.
Still cold as fuck.
It is still cold as hell. Like if you like fell or got stuck in the snow, there might be problems. As you continue to climb the mountain, it takes about half a day before you come to what you're pretty sure is the end of the trail. Because you come to a bunch of stacked rocks, boulders, and trees that form like a small hut kind of thing. And there's the trail, like the trail leads into the hut.
Shall we enter?
That's it.
Mm-hmm. There's like a carved wooden door on the front of this hut. It's up against the side of the mountain.
Like Shrek?
No.
Like when they make a...
I don't know, Audrey.
Like in the middle of Shrek
like
1?
In the, yeah, in the boulders, and then he pulls the tree bark off of a tree and makes a door for the princess.
Oh, yeah.
I don't like Shrek.
I'm gonna go knock on the door.
You gonna walk up to the door and knock on it?
Yeah.
You walk up to the door, shuffling up, like, cloak wrapped around you, like, fucking cold! And you knock on it, and it, like, yeah, a very hollow knock. And then you smell something. Kind of smells like beef jerky. Kind of like a meaty good smell. Like, smells awesome to you. But no response. But it smells really good.
Am I on fire?
No, you're not on fire. No, it just, like, you walk up to the door, knock on it, and you're like, okay. It smells good.
Go, hello?
No response.
Crack open the door. Look inside.
All right. Xylus and Rose, what are you guys up to?
Did you just open the door or no?
No, well, you're watching her do this. So are you going to do anything while she's walking up to the door?
Walk up behind her, and I want to put my ear to the door.
Okay. Rose?
I'm just going to stand by and watch.
All right, you stand by and watch. When you stop, Marie has gravitated towards you, and she's just, like, sapping off your body heat. Weapon is just standing there in the snow, just stalwart, just...
I kind of just want to see how long he was going to do that for.
Same.
Yeah.
Do.
He's just going to stand there. What happens when you mix blue and green, Audrey? What color do you get?
Teal.
Yeah, he's teal now. He is a teal half-orc.
He's cold.
He's very cold. So, Xylus, you put your hand, you put your ear up to the door.
Yeah.
Your ear sticks to the door.
Sticks to the
your
door.
Your ear is stuck to the door. And then there's a very loud on the door. And then.
Wait, was that Velvet?
That was Velvet. Velvet
oh,
knocking.
Okay. I was going to do it after that.
Oh, well, yeah. I'm sorry. And then, like, she pushes the door and your head just kind of like, with it.
Okay.
Yep. Your ear froze to the door.
Yeah, I got that.
Velvet.
What are you going to do about that?
You can breathe. You can pour some water on there. Like, it's not
bad.
No,
it'll freeze it more to the door.
This seems like a problem.
Can I turn snow into water? Wait, hold on. Shape the spell, shape water. Let me read this. Hold on.
I think you can.
You instantaneously move or otherwise change the flow of water. Cause it to form into simple shapes, color and opacity. I can freeze water.
I feel like if you can freeze water, you can unfreeze water.
I don't know.
Or you can just... Do you have, like, fireball?
Oh, actually, no. I just do that. I open up my water skin and then pull the water out.
Mm-hmm.
And then try and, like, defrost my ear.
Your ear is now more frozen.
Yeah.
Okay.
You now have, like, the side of you, there's a small block of ice on the side of your head.
You said pour water on it, and I was like,
okay, I forgot that the
I'll
water would
it.
Freeze.
And then I said no.
Yeah, Audrey reminded that it would. So now you have your one ear you can't hear anything out of.
Shit.
And it's really fucking cold.
Just hold up your hand and, like, with Firebolt and just, like, hold it next to it.
Do you have Prestidigitation?
Or that?
No.
Druidcraft?
Nope.
Wait. I have Druidcraft.
I think you can use Druidcraft to, like, change the temperature of stuff.
I don't think I've never even seen that as an option.
You should get... I mean, it's a druid spell.
Oh, it's right there. Wait, what? Why don't I have it?
You probably didn't take it.
Oh, it's, I think for a different circle.
Oh, okay.
You instantly light or snuff out a candle, a torch, or a small campfire.
I'm going to say you can manipulate something to make Druidcraft to make heat and unfreeze Xylus's ear.
So, well, can I light a torch...
Yes, you could probably light.
Too,
you could light a torch.
I'm magically lighting the torch,
and it's also inside a building, away from the wind.
Okay, yeah. So I'm gonna light a torch and hold it near.
Okay,
his ear.
You guys take a couple minutes to unfreeze Xylus's ear from the door.
Why? Thank you. That was very painful. I'm very protective of my ears. Is the tip still pointy?
It's actually a soft tip now.
Ooh. Oh dear!
Oh no. It's gone flaccid.
You should stroke your ear a little bit. It'll get hard again.
Oh, gross.
Yeah, that was the weird part about this episode.
So I crack open the door. What do I see?
As you crack open the door and you walk in, it's a small circular... Is everyone going in?
Nope.
You're I just didn't say outside? That I walk in. Yep. I said I crack the door. What do I see inside?
You crack the door open. You look in. It's pretty dark in here, but you can make out it's a smallish circular room with a bunch of stone benches, like... On the, like, there's a bunch of stone benches in circles around the room. And in the very center of the room is, like, a small tree trunk pedestal. and hunched over and laying across all the benches or benches are a bunch of dead bodies, and they look really tasty, Audrey. They look so good. They look. They smell awesome too. Just a little nibble of jerky.
No.
Yes. Just a little nibble. Just a little nibble.
I'm not going to.
You really should, though.
I'm not going to.
It would be
to.
So tasty. They're so well preserved.
Uh-uh.
No? But just
no, just, Daniel, just I'm not little, going to.
Just a little snack.
So I go inside and I roll perception.
You roll perception.
That's an 8.
It's a room.
It's a room.
Can I go There's inside and roll perception?
Yeah, you can.
I'm going to roll the curse dice. Hey, that's a 9.
All right, who's gonna give us a 10?
Oh, wait, no, it's this one.
You coming in?
Gonna try the same. I got a 24.
Oh,
nice. Hold on, 24.
Yep.
There's a bunch, you know, a bunch of dead bodies in here. They're all wearing various different types of robes and other gear. There's some torches hanging from the wall that have gone out probably a long, long time ago. And on this, you know, stump pedestal in the middle of the room is a, looks like kind of carved slab of this black material.
I'm going to light all the torches.
You go to light the torches and they all kind of gently sputter to life.
Is it like similar material as the obelisk?
Yeah.
Not the obelisk.
It's this perfectly polished black material.
I'm going to go get really close to it. I'm not going to touch it, though.
You get all up in its biz.
I'm not going to touch it. I'm just going to get really close to it.
You get super duper close. You are a millimeter away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I don't get any more friends in my head.
No, you don't get any more friends in your head. But hey,
listen,
Audrey.
Listen, I like to collect them outside and inside my head.
Audrey, you should really have a beef jerky snack.
I'm not. Just fuck in my head. I'm like, fuck you. Like, leave me alone.
It's like, no, it'd be really good. Just a little like.
I don't want to talk to you anymore.
Yeah, you have no choice, though.
Hey, Zeke.
Oh, yeah.
Can you, like, get rid of this person?
Oh, yeah, let me fuck him up. Let me go for it.
Hey, Zeke, he's more powerful than you are.
Yeah, I was imagining, like, just, like, the sound of a fist fight in the distance is happening in her head.
Mind battle. Mind battle.
And Zeke comes back.
I couldn't do it. I couldn't beat him. Oh, no.
Okay, thanks
just
for trying.
Just a little snack.
Thanks for trying.
Just a nibble. Give her a habit.
Can I roll Arcana?
On the tablet?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, well, that's not great. That's a 7.
Tablet. Stone.
Is there anything, like, on it? It's just smooth?
Hold on. When you look at the carved tablet, you can tell there's very, like, minusculely small writing on it.
In what language?
Draconic and Abyssal.
Oh, I read Abyssal.
You read Abyssal.
I read Draconic.
Okay. Are you guys going to both read the tablet?
Yeah. See, I knew I chose Abyssal for a reason. This is the first time I've been able to use a fucking language.
Are you going to touch the tablet at all?
I want to read it first, then I was going to touch it.
Yeah, I'm going to wait.
It's really hard to make out the writing just because of like how dark it is. Like even the torches.
Even if I hold a torch to it?
Yeah, it's really hard to make out.
Okay.
But you can kind of make out like bits and pieces of something.
Mm-hmm.
You're not positive. Enough of it is like unlegible that you can't quite tell.
So like what are the things that we got from it?
Like if you were to read it in English, it would be like da bis da dip but nyep ma ba. Like there's enough missing that it's just kind of gibberish.
I touch it to try and feel out the words.
You touch it and all of the words on the tablet glow.
Okay.
That is the words to a spell. Like the
okay.
Do we know the spell?
It's you just by the way it's written and how it's written out, and there's some like small pictograms, it is definitely a spell.
I'm gonna take a piece of paper. Yeah, I have art supplies. I wanna like rub the something, like I don't know, I probably have like pastels or something.
You wanna just do like a charcoal rubbing?
I wanna get like a print, yeah.
Okay. You rub it off of the tablet. And the tablet's only like a, you know, 8.5 by 11.
Yeah.
Okay. It rubs You get a pretty okay rubbing.
Great. We could just take it, too.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if that's a great idea, though. Because, like, all these people are dead. I'm going to loot the bodies. Unless Rose wants to. Rose can loot the bodies.
I thought about it from like the first step, but I'm like, oh, this tablet seems more important. I'll wait.
You guys loot the bodies. You loot the bodies. You find a bunch of different robes, some other clothing. There's some, like, you know, old rations, a couple random weapons. Like, it looks, from the loot that you get, these all look like adventurers. And you find about 15 total gold.
And 10,000 gold. Oh, wow.
Yay.
Five gold each. Is any of these clothing like winter clothes?
There's a few of them, yeah.
I am going to give some winter.
It's free, mayhaps.
Roll luck. One of you.
I'm the best at this. 17.
Yeah, there's plenty of winter clothing.
I made the joke knowing I was not the best at it.
Could I have a...
I was going to pass one out. Even if there's only two, I was going to give one to you and give one to Marie, and they seem the coldest, but I...
No, there's plenty for everyone.
I got lucky.
Sick.
Dimitri, although, on the other hand, he's got like a full fur jacket on and everything. Oh! What was his voice again?
Squeaky.
Just squeaky! Yeah? Like it?
A little too squeaky.
Just don't yell.
Okay. Nope, that's bad.
You're close, but it's like
a normal...
Go in between those two.
I said normal...
Dimitri!
It's not like...
It's not... squeaky, but like you already went through puberty. That's not an issue.
Not Rustman.
Oh, so it's kind of like this?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was going to say normal level of talking, but with some squeak to it.
Normal level of talking with some squeak to it.
Yeah.
Okay. The fuck's going on here?
No idea, bud.
All right, cool.
Can I roll a perception to see if there's anything else important in the room?
Yeah, go ahead.
That's a 7.
Room. It's cold.
Room.
Are any of the robes magical?
No. None of it's magical.
Okay.
Yeah, no, there's not a lot going on here.
Roll investigation.
Sure, go ahead.
Yeah, I got a nat 20, baby!
Damn.
There's nothing, is there?
As you guys are standing around, and, like, you roll this investigation, you hear movement outside in the snow. And you know it's none of your friends because everyone's inside. And Dimitri goes, there's something outside. I can hear it. Anyone else hear that?
Hey, yeah, since we hired you, you should go out and investigate.
Don't kill Dimitri.
Dimitri walks outside.
I was mainly joking.
All right, yeah, no, I got this.
I'm going to look it through the door after Dimitri goes outside.
Dimitri walks out, pulling out a crossbow, and you stick your head out there. And shuffling, like, you know, down the mountain... on the trail you guys walk down is a weird skeletal creature, probably about 20 feet tall, 6 arms, partially skeletal with a deer head, just like shuffling down the mountain. Down the trail you guys walked up.
Is it the same thing we fought?
Yes.
Oh, fucker.
Covered in bits of hanging flesh and meat. It's shuffling down the mountain.
So it's going.
I'm taking the tablet and I'm putting it in my bag.
It's going down the mountain, away from us.
Yes.
Okay.
Wait, we fought something like that before?
Remember
at
Hubble's
house? You're editing the episode right now.
Oh,
I was going to say the name of the episode, but I can't remember the title of it.
It's literally the episode that's going to come out tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Through the concrete slabs or whatever.
Yeah.
Boulders.
Cinder blocks.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
It's one of those, except it's not holding cinder blocks.
Can I do like a history check to see if I know what this thing is?
Yeah, go ahead. Dimitri looks and he goes, that doesn't seem great. Yeah. No, that's a new one.
I just wanted to make sure you heard I took the tablet and put it in my bag.
Yeah, you did.
It's mine.
Yeah.
It's mine.
I wasn't going to question
it. I'm taking it. It's mine.
A dirty 20.
Okay. You don't know what it is, but you believe it is definitely a man-made creation.
Do you guys think we can play dead?
Well, it's not after us right now.
No, it's walking away from you.
Oh, it's walking away?
Yeah.
Pandora took a shit.
She's announcing it to us.
Podcast, we just want to let you know that the CEO is currently shitting or has taken a shit.
In the same room as us.
She's shitting on the clock, too. Rude.
Hey, you know...
I'm just kidding.
You're being paid right now.
I'm just kidding.
Actually, she's the CEO. She's paying us. All right, so what are you guys up to?
Okay, so it's walking away.
It's walking away into the distance.
Like it's not a... Where'd it come from?
It's just there now.
I want to yell down the mountain.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
What do you say?
I just wasn't sure what we were going to do with it. Okay, go.
Hey!
You see it like... stop and like... slowly turn towards you. You just standing there in the doorway?
I wave with my hand.
it stops and stares at you for a little bit and begins walking towards you.
Interesting. I yell down the mountain, "Can you talk?"
Does it speak any certain language, or is it just...
It does that back to you.
Huh.
I'm going to try speaking to it in Abyssal.
Okay, what do you say?
Who are you, I guess?
It, like, stops and stares at you for a second. And, like, you can kind of, like... It has no eyeballs. It actually has one eye that's, like, sitting there dangling by a meat cord. But it looks inquisitive, you can deduce from its bony face.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I guess I'm going to say, we mean you no harm.
Hail and well met.
Hail and well met, friend.
Do you live here?
Is that a yes, Daniel? Is that a yes?
You don't know. It is grunting at you.
Any ideas, guys?
Where are you going?
It, like, hikes its thumb behind it the way it
may went. We follow you at an appropriate distance? We shall do so.
And it turns around and begins walking away.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Is this a fiend by chance?
No.
What is it then?
It's undead.
It's the undead.
Hey, Silas, don't you have a friend named Russman that could help out in this situation?
Damn it.
God damn.
A time cop named Russman. Russman the time cop.
Okay, now what? We follow.
All right, what are you doing?
What are you guys up to?
I want to go outside and want to roll perception to see if there's any more.
It's a good idea. Roll perception.
14.
You are not alone out here anymore, besides this creature, but it's definitely gone by now. You no longer see it.
Where are we going to follow it?
Well, you guys were still up at... You were still
it
up
was
at...
down.
Yeah, it fall, yeah, it went down the mountain.
Okay.
At least Velvet knows you are no longer the only ones up here.
I'm going to look at them and I'm going to be like, hey, I think there's more of something out here.
I'm going to look around as well.
Okay. Well, got a 10.
17.
Whew, boy, okay. So Velvet, Rose, and Dimitri all know that there is definitely other creatures up here moving around in the snow.
Do we know where they're at?
It's kind of hard to tell. You just kind of know. Like, you can hear, like, the sounds of shuffling and, like, talking, like a chop, 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 chop noise. But it's kind of hard to make out because of the wind, the blanketing effect that snow causes where it's coming from.
Do I recognize the language they're talking?
Yeah, totally.
Is it Gurblish?
It's Goblish. It's Goblin.
As I speak Orcish.
Yeah, those are not two languages. That's not the same language.
Somebody speaks Goblin. I thought it was Marie.
It was Marie.
I speak Goblin.
Oh.
That too.
Does Xylus
do I hear that? Anything?
No, you're kind of like the sound of like the wind just like, just kind of okay. Drowning all out.
Hey, guys.
If they bring it up, you might be able to hear it.
There's some Gurblins that speak Gurblish that I don't speak.
May I listen a little harder?
Yeah, you can totally make it out now.
Okay.
You sit there and listen for a second, and they're talking about kind of how to get down the mountain and the proper trails to take and if the company is following.
I want to yell in Goblin.
Okay.
Hello?
You're like, huh? What? Hello? Jim?
We mean you no harm. May you show yourself?
Who the fuck are you? And then popping... Well, not popping, but like, you know, the trail ended at the shack, and the shack was like up against cliff face. Kind of. Mm-hmm. Rappelling down next to you. Yeah. Comes a goblin. And he like drops down in front of you. He's wearing all white clothing with like ski goggles on.
Okay.
Got little skis stuck to his back. Yo.
What are you doing up here?
What are you doing up here?
I hold out the compass.
Okay.
It led here. I don't know.
Do you just follow the compass?
Yes.
All right.
That's what you're here for. Cool.
What are you here for?
Don't worry about it.
Who are you?
Billmore.
Wonderful to meet you, Billmore. My name is Celiac Rumbottom.
Celiac. That was good.
The rest of you guys see a goblin clad head to toe in like arctic gear standing here. He's 2 feet tall. No, he's 3 feet tall. He's tall, a little bit taller than Dimitri.
Hello.
Yo.
Velvet, nice to meet you. My name's Vel.
Name's Bella.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
I wave. Rose.
Hey.
What are you doing up here?
Nothing. And all he watch that. Like, and like a bunch more goblins like come down the mountain, rappelling down the side of the mountain. There's about 20 of them now.
I'm gonna try to persuade him to talk to us.
Okay.
Don't you need to make an argument?
What are you gonna say, Caleb?
We could mutually help each other if we knew what you guys were doing up here. We're pretty good. We're pretty good at helping people. It's a 15. I rolled poorly.
We don't really need your help. I don't think you can help us with what we're looking for, what we're doing here.
You never know if you don't tell us.
I think it's best if you don't know.
Oh, that's probably true.
Listen, we can probably just call this like two ships passing in the night. You know what I'm talking about?
Nope.
I'm gonna try a charm person.
Okay. What
happened? Beat a wisdom 13.
Just on Billmore.
Yeah.
He rolled a 2.
Okay.
So there's no modifier that can fix that.
Yay.
He seems charmed. You are now friends.
I go up to him. It's like, oh, Billmore.
Oh, fuck.
It's Celiac.
Oh, fucking it's Celiac, my man. It's been a while. How's it going?
Absolutely delightful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What brings you up here?
Oh, you know, I told you, the compass. Like, I didn't recognize you before. Yeah, yes. What brings you into these parts? I haven't seen you since college.
It's been a while. Yeah, no, we're just, just moving through to the new camp, you know.
Who are you working for these days?
Oh, you know who. The boss. The boss boss. Big boss man.
The big boss man.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
Do we not say his name? I don't remember the protocol.
I mean, if you don't remember their name, it's a little disappointing.
Okay.
You can roll persuasion to get him to tell you the name.
Okay.
Oh, I'm just going to roll it.
Yeah.
I'm also going to cast guidance on myself.
Dude, that's
13.
He's going to give you F. Big F.
Do we know anyone F? Is that one of our baddies?
Wow, Frederick.
Francis Harold IV.
Fucking who?
Francis Harold IV.
That's who the true. Hell is that?
One of the three.
Philo Farnsworth.
Oh, one of the necromancers.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Philo is spelled with a P. It's PH.
Yeah, but Farnsworth is an F.
The good dame herself.
Frederick?
Oh, I'm attentively say Frederick.
You know the name?
What?
You know the name?
Why, yes.
Why are you acting so cagey then?
You know Celiac. He's a cagey motherfucker.
I don't know who the fuck you are.
I'm friends with him.
Okay.
Friend of a friend.
Friend of a friend. If you're friends with him, you know he's cagey occasionally.
We're all friends.
I'm friends with him. I don't know who the fuck you guys are.
Yeah, I don't know who you are, but like, I don't know.
Friend Dimitri.
Friend of Celiac.
How's it going, my man? How's it going?
Oh, they know each other?
Yeah, they know each other.
Damn.
Dimitri knows them. They know each other. Yeah, they've worked together. They've done some jobs.
Friend of mine.
I want to say, so where's the gang heading?
Yeah, we're setting up a new camp on the coast.
Oh, interesting.
There's an old abandoned lighthouse on the coast.
No.
Where?
I'm not saying that in character, but I'm just saying out of character, no.
What? Where on the... Near Havencrest?
Nah, I don't think so. It's like a couple miles south.
Where's our lighthouse?
Just a couple miles north of Havencrest.
Okay.
Yeah.
Daniel, I'm going to tell you right now that's not happening. So.
Well, you say it's not happening.
Is that the same? Are they talking about the same lighthouse?
It's a couple miles south of Havencrest.
And ours is not there.
You're pretty sure.
Okay. May we accompany you?
I mean, if you want, yeah. I mean,
do we want?
I'm all bugged out about the lighthouse.
Yeah, me too.
I'm going to rage if they take our lighthouse.
I believe we shall.
Okay. Yeah, come on.
Let's go.
How'd you meet Dimitri?
Oh, we stumbled upon him in the forest, and he was for hire.
Oh, yeah, nice. Dimitri's good. He does good work.
Yeah, do good work. What I'm talking about.
Then Dimitri and him go. High five.
Damn.
Hey, do you know anything about that hut over there? It's kind of weird. I don't know. I didn't check it out.
No, we're just passing through.
Okay.
Yeah, we're just passing through.
Weird vibes.
Yeah, a lot of the huts up here give you weird vibes.
There's more huts?
Oh, they're everywhere.
Is one of them named Jabba?
Is there anybody, like, living up here?
Oh, yeah, people live all over up here. A lot of the real crazy folks, though.
God, I really want to explore the mountain, but
a lot of Goliaths.
Take my fucking lighthouse, dude.
What do you know about a giant bony deer creature?
Oh, you talking about Jeff?
Oh, guess I am.
We spoke to Jeff.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Somehow.
Jeff's kind of like a dog. He understands what you're saying.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Is he also like a dog in this fact that someone made him to protect their area? Or just in the understanding people?
Oh, no. Jeff does one thing really well, and that's killing.
Yeah, yeah.
Jeff causes destruction to man.
Oh, we have one of those.
How did you guys meet Jeff?
My name is Jeff.
My name is Jeff. Oh, no. He was, boss man made him for us.
Boss man. Gotcha.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah. There's a couple more Jeffs up on the mountain.
Are they, like, to kill the people up there? Or?
No, no. It's just, the rest of the company.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Do you have more guys up on the mountain? Like
yeah.
Up at the top of the mountain kind of thing?
The rest of the company?
Very cool. I don't know. We just met. I don't know. I don't know what the deal is.
See, you're not telling these people anything?
I mean...
They're new hires.
Celiac is a very, he keeps to himself. And I respect that. It's fine.
That's the gluten intolerance one, right?
Celiac's disease, yes.
So unless you guys are going to say anything else, these guys are going to unclip from the mountain and begin walking.
That's fine.
Down the path. Okay. So you guys just going to follow?
Mm.
Okay. You, hey, Sebastian?
Mm-hmm.
How long does Charm Person last?
Yeah, that's a good question.
1 hour.
Was
one
hoping
hour.
You weren't going to bring that up.
About 55 minutes later, Bill Moore's going to stop, turn, look at you and go, "You fuckface," and pull out a gun and point it at you.
Do they know they're charmed afterwards?
Yes, they do.
They do. That is part of it. You know what? That's fair. How can I make it up to you, Bill
Moore? Who are you and what the fuck do you want? And as soon as he does that, all the other guys around him, like all the other goblins that were with you, pull weapons and point them at you guys.
Oh. I told you my name is Celiac.
No, it's not. I don't know who the fuck you are.
Did he roll something?
I'm going to ask you one more time.
He doesn't know that it's not Celiac.
Who the fuck are you?
He does not know it's not Celiac.
Who the fuck are you?
I don't know how to answer that question appropriately.
Then I guess you don't want to live now, do you?
Honestly, dude, we just wanted to know what was going on with that hut, and we thought maybe you know what was going on with that hut.
So you fucking cast spells on us? Trying to charm us into doing what you want?
You weren't being very friendly.
Maybe we're trying to be... Maybe that was purposeful. Maybe we don't want to talk to people. Maybe we shouldn't talk to people. Maybe we're just trying to move through the area without people bothering us.
That's fair.
I can understand that.
But you can't respect it now, can you? You gotta go casting spells on people.
Hmm. In my defense, I didn't cast anything.
Well, guess what? Association.
Hey, Daniel. I also didn't know he did that.
I cast Charm Person again.
I don't think you can do that.
I think you...
Hold on.
Can't.
Duration 1 hour, casting time 1 action.
See the components where it says V and S? Vocational, vocation, and somatic?
Yeah.
You have to say something and make hand gestures.
Okay.
That's just going to tell him you're trying to cast a spell.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean it wouldn't work again.
He's probably going to punch you in the face if you try to cast a spell on him.
Oh, he does have a gun to me.
Yeah, he does have a gun to you. And people know what spells are.
Yeah, but who would be able to do that first? If he just did a hand gesture and said, hey...
Well, he does have a gun.
He does have a gun. And he's also probably a well-trained soldier.
Yeah. But he would have to succeed or fail first.
He also has 20 other Brohams around him.
That's just true.
Is it kind of one of those situations where it's like up in the air and if you can or not?
I think you can, but if he has a gun to me and that's true, if it's visual or whatever, then yeah. I think you can cast it again.
Yeah, I'm not saying anything that says you can't.
Nope, you can totally do it twice. So are you?
I'm gonna risk it for the biscuit here and dive to my right while pulling out my mushroom and casting it on him.
Okay.
And he's got to beat a wisdom 13 again.
He rolls a 19.
Well, that didn't work out.
What's your AC, Sebastian?
Damn. 17.
Oh, no. Yeah. He shoots you in the chest. You take 13 damage.
Okay.
And then four of the rest of the dudes around you began to beat the shit out of you. They just descend upon you.
How many are there?
There's 20 more guys. Ow. You take only 17 damage.
Okay.
As they just get, butts of guns, flat parts of swords and fists beat you to the ground. They don't hit you, the rest of you guys, just Silas.
Is there any way, do you think I could convince them to stop beating the shit out of Silas?
It's only a quick beating, just a quick beating, and then they kind of all back away. And this guy kind of like stands over you like, all right, well, I was willing to be nice about the situation. You know, we could have parted ways.
Can we still part ways? Maybe.
I don't know. You know, seems kind of like a dick. Roll persuasion.
Okay.
I'm going to give you advantage because he's not a horrible person.
That's a 2 and a 4 on that roll.
Ooh.
Where's that's a 7. Grand total of 7.
Boy.
Nah, you gotta make it worth my time.
50 gold.
50. Oh boy, 50 gold.
100 gold.
We're getting closer, buddy.
150 gold.
Getting closer. How about 500?
How about 200 gold and a fancy new spear?
How about 500 gold and I don't kill you? And your friends.
Except Dimitri.
I don't look at my friends. Does anybody... What do you guys think here?
Could I try to get Dimitri to convince him not to?
You can try, certainly, yes.
I lean down to Dimitri.
Now, what's up?
I whisper in his ear. Be like, hey, I understand the situation.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, is there any way that you could, like, talk this guy out of, like, fucking swindling Silas and keeping him alive type of thing?
Listen, Billmore, you
apparently
know.
You're homies.
Yeah, I know Billmore. We've done some work together. Billmore's, you know, roll persuasion, Audrey. At advantage, because he's technically working for you.
17 and a 3, so.
Shit, okay.
Wait. I got a 17 plus 6.
You know, he
got 23.
Yep. Yeah, 1 sec. Yeah. Hey, Billmore! And you, like, they get close, they start talking a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Dimitri rolled a 4 for persuasion. So Billmore goes, nah, man, I can't do that. Sorry. He turns around and Billmore turns back around, like, all right, where's my 500 gold? Billmore walks back. Dimitri walks back up to Velvet and goes, sorry, man, I tried my hardest. He's set in his ways. You know, I can't do much about it.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
I tried, I promised. And, you know, you saw, he tried.
So the dilemma I have is I can do 2 things. One, I can call lightning down upon this main guy and just kick it off, or pay him off. And I can pay him off. Like, that's an option. But I'm having trouble deciding whether or not we want to kick it off against 20 people.
I have no problem kicking it off. Or, I mean, my thought process was we could... I still have smoke bombs, and she has passed without trace. We could sneak away.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. Hey, Daniel.
Do you really want to fight about...
And what's the ground like under me?
Thick, powdery snow. But there is one carved trail through all of it.
How far down does that go?
The powdery snow?
Yeah.
2 or 3 feet? So if you're off the trail, Dimitri will disappear.
What?
He's short.
Yeah, it's like 2 or 3 feet of snow.
Okay.
Do we really want to cause another group of people to be looking after?
Do you really want to kick it off against 21 well-armed, well-trained mercenaries?
Yeah, hold on. I have a plan here.
None of these options are good.
Okay. So, shape water is pretty much identical to mold earth.
Yes, but I believe it has to be a liquid.
I can freeze it and stuff, though, and I can animate it. I
can do a Read Google. The spell.
So, can you animate snow?
I don't know.
Do you want to build a snowman?
Basically. Can we just be frozen? I want to be Elsa.
Do you want to hide Tito? A body?
Ice and snow are water. Shape water works on them.
Okay, cool.
So, I'm going...
Dwayne!
Could just bury them.
Oh my god. I don't have the oomph to do it. I only have 5 foot cubes. So here's what Xylas is going to do. So Xylas has made a decision.
Okay.
He's going to yell out to his party members. He's going to say, run! I will find you later! And then just fucking shape water himself under the snow.
Okay.
And then once he's under the snow, go into mold earth himself a tunnel down.
Can you mold earth through rock?
Oh, I didn't ask that question.
You're on a mountain.
I'm on a mountain.
So...
Okay, new question. New question.
Is shape water a cantrip?
Yeah.
Just tunnel through the snow?
Yeah. How deep is the snow? You said 2 feet?
2 or 3 feet.
So I can just tunnel through it, but very slit. Like, just kind of like, eh.
Army crawl.
Yeah.
Yes, I guess so.
I'm going to do that.
Are you taking a disengage action?
Sure.
Can you take a disengage action?
I actually think that he's on there, yeah.
Is shape water a bonus action or an action?
It's an action.
So I don't think you can take a disengage action.
Yeah, so I have to use the shape water as an action, but then I'll disappear.
You're still under a pile of snow in front of him.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
So him and his boys will still have a chance to...
Okay, sure.
What's your AC?
17.
You take 12 damage as you get shot twice.
Okay.
What's the rest of the group up to?
I'm at 19 health, so like you're not doing nothing here.
Is the rest of the group just running away?
I'm going to enter the astral plane.
Okay.
Good plan.
Rose?
I'm apparently just going to stay in here.
Vanta Black. Vanta Black.
If we...
Everyone else just disappeared, apparently.
No, he told you to run away. I can bring you into the astral plane with... I can bring everybody into the astral plane with me.
So are you just going to have everyone hug to you and just...
Do you want to do that?
I guess. I don't really know the end game here, but sure. That sounds like a fun idea.
So that we can pop back in...
The only thing you got was Xylus telling you to run away. He'll find you later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Guess I'm going to the astral plane.
Because, like, I don't really want to run away. Like, I don't really want to leave Xylus.
That's a good plan.
You know? What do you feel?
I feel like that's the move. It's a weird situation.
Okay.
So maybe just unconsensually Vel grabs
group
Rose
hug.
And they dip out of the existence.
And Weapon and Dimitri and Terry.
Everyone hugs
and
on
Marie.
You. Everyone hugs up. Big old group hug and you all disappear into the astral plane. Now, here's my thought. You guys remember when Bugs Bunny would move underground, there'd be that little mound of earth?
God damn it.
Yeah.
Well, but it wouldn't necessarily because I'm...
Oh, you can just make a tunnel.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm going to start heading back to the hut. Because that's my plan.
My thought is you are displacing snow, so the snow has to go somewhere.
No, I actually think you're right on that because it's shape.
Yeah. So I think there will be a Bugs Bunny-esque mound of where you are. Okay. Roll stealth.
Okay.
And this is what the guys have to beat to see you. I'm going to give you advantage because you are underground. Do you really want to use the curse dice?
17.
Okay.
Not bad. I want to cast guidance on myself.
Fuck off!
Hold on. Read the rules of guidance.
21. I can do it after I roll.
Does it really say that?
Hold on. I'll read you the whole thing. It's not that long. You touch one willing creature once before the spell ends. The target can roll a d4 and add the number to the... rolled to one ability check of its choice. It can roll the die before or after making the ability check. Then the spell ends.
Okay.
Yep.
Fuck. Okay. They were going to see you, but now they don't.
I have a feeling it's one of those situations you have to declare it before you start rolling.
It says before or after.
I think I'm with Daniel here. You have to declare the spell. You can roll the dice before or after.
Yeah.
I think you have to declare the spell, but you can roll the dice before or after.
Cast at will. I don't know.
It says.
But the problem is
after.
It says you can roll the dice before or after the check. It doesn't say you can cast the spell.
It can
before
roll
or after
the
check.
Die before or after making the ability check. The spell then ends.
Yeah, I because it would be incredibly broken if you could just say I'm going to cast it. Is casting it a bonus action?
No, I don't have just. Imagine I don't have for bonus actions.
What?
No, it's a
action. Then you couldn't have cast it that turn because you already cast Mold Earth.
That turn, yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
Mold Earth would stick though.
Do you not have two actions?
Mm-mm. He's a druid. Spellcasters don't get that. But also, I do. I would imagine it's one of those where you have to declare you want to cast the spell before you do anything.
Then why would it say before or after rolling the dice?
Because you can cast it on other people. And stuff like that. You could be like, all right, we're going to go into a battle. I'm going to cast guidance on you. And
so then why can you cast guidance on other people after they roll and not on yourself?
No, because, and Sebastian can read it again. It says you can roll the dice for guidance before or after the ability checked. So it's like Bardic Inspiration. So if I roll the dice, and then I can add Bardic Inspiration after the dice. That's saying you could roll the guidance before or after I know the result of know what I roll for the ability check. So let's say it's D4, right? I can say, okay, guidance. Now I'm going to roll a D4, got a 2. Then I'm going to roll a D20, got a 2. That's 4.
Yeah. Casting the spell and using the effects of the spell are different.
Yeah. Like, I get what you're saying with that. I'm trying to find something. An argument in either direction.
I think it's going to be one of those things where Wizards of the Coast has intentionally left it open-ended for people to come to that conclusion themselves.
What are goblins considered?
What do you mean?
Like...
undead or
humanoid. I think humanoid.
Humanoid?
Or monster? No. No, they're humanoid.
So I'm not seeing anything either way. We'll just stick with, like, I can't do that turn anyway.
Yeah.
So.
But I would...
So they have to beat a 17.
They beat a 17.
They did?
Yeah.
So they see my mound?
Yeah, they see your Looney Tunes-esque...
I mean, they just shot me.
Well, now they're going to follow you.
If I move, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you guys...
If you're in front of them or behind them, we can flank.
So you guys in the astral plane, you watch is all the other goblins kind of like sit there and like stare around, but Billmore like stops him and like points to like a mound on the ground that is moving. And then he points to one goblin and he points at the ground, and the goblin reaches into his cloak and pulls out a wand, points it at the ground. And Sebastian, I'm going to need you to make a dexterity saving throw.
If I'm moving, that's a turn every time I move.
Yes.
I'm just saying that.
Yeah.
So every turn I could roll stealth again, couldn't I? And use guidance.
I guess so, but I'm going to need you to make a dexterity saving throw first.
Fine. 18.
Okay, how does this work? You feel kind of like the snow around you begin to shift and move, and then it begins to melt, kind of.
Yeah.
And you feel kind of a tingling all over your body. And then your world is ripped in half as a lightning bolt just kind of, you know, screams through your body.
Okay.
Yeah.
Damage. Is it called lightning?
You take 16 damage as you were just hit by a lightning bolt. What are you doing?
I look at
I'm
Val.
Sitting here at 3 health.
You can still move around. You still have your...
Daniel, I have a question.
Yo.
What's do up? They want to attack us as well, or are they just going after him?
The aggro seems to be very much at Xylas.
All right.
Because they were only trying to extort him for the money.
I'm going to... How far away are they?
They're probably like 10 feet away from you guys.
How far away is Xylas?
Probably about 10 feet. They're like up in Xylas
okay.
and shit.
I'm going to leave the astral plane, which means everybody else leaves the astral plane.
Okay.
And then I'm going to... Do I know where Xylas is?
Yeah, you
like
can
the
like...
the snow is melted?
You can see like the track where, of where that melted was snow.
I'm
going to
run towards Xylas and I'm going to grab him and go into the astral plane.
All right. Roll a grapple. You can roll
grapple,
acrobatics.
I roll acrobatics or athletics?
Yes. Three times?
Because
you have to, like, you're running, like, there's people all around.
All around.
Oh, I have to run through them.
Yeah.
Familiar faces, worn out places.
So the first one's it's a 10. 17,
18, and 11.
Okay, Bill Moore, the last one, grabs you before you can get to Xylas.
Mm.
He has a hold of you. Mm. And at this point, the rest of the goblins, begin pointing guns at everyone. Draw bows and swords, and Bill Moore goes, "That's it! Fucking done!" The next person to move, that is not towards a coin purse, is dying. Because I'm fucking done with this
shit. I blink into the astral plane.
I knew that was going to happen, so...
Yeah.
You and the goblin that is holding on to you blink into the astral plane, he goes, "Bro! Ah!
That was Billmore, right?
No,
yeah, Billmore grabbed Billmore. Me. Yeah. It was Billmore.
Does he get a chance to say that? To say what he said?
Yes, because Audrey said it after.
Yeah, he says that, and then I take him. Yeah.
Can I cast
Xylas? They all grab onto you immediately.
Which I don't think we can. He can do anything, can he?
I wonder if you guys can, like, duke it out in the astral plane.
Well, that's what I'm wondering is, can we physically hurt each other in the astral plane? I don't think we might be able to.
Can you leave him?
No.
Mm-mm. I can't leave him.
No. He always
Anything
back.
That I bring with me goes back to the original spot. So if we were to, like, move somewhere, then we go back into... I always say blink. It's not actually blink. It's just going into the astral plane. Because blink has, like, limits to it.
Yeah.
But...
Yeah, I think saying blink into,
like,
the astral plane.
The actual spell has limits. I don't have
blink
as
a spell.
Can I cast cure wounds on myself during all this?
Nope. Why? If you make a move, they're going to kill you. Like, you can try, but it's not going to be good for you.
I just have to touch myself.
If you move, they will kill you.
Are you already touching yourself?
Can I not just, like, boop, like, with my fingers, touch my two fingers?
Yes, you could, yeah.
Okay, I'm casting cure wounds on myself.
I'm going to hold up a bag that definitely has 500 gold pieces in it.
Okay.
And
like, as you move, one of the guys...
You said coin purse. I have this coin purse.
Slowly.
I'm going to very sarcastically move it very, 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 almost in like a Vel level defiance, slowly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is this slow enough for you?
Yeah.
You can't hear it, but she's laughing.
And I'm like, you let go of my friend, and we can pass on.
I also want to see, though, I also want to see what the things are for me and Billmore being in the astral plane, because I could potentially just resolve the situation talking or fighting or something.
This is true.
See before you give them 500 gold.
I'm not giving them 500 gold.
Okay.
I said definitely has 500 gold in it for sure. Plus, I also don't know what you're like unsure about your play, and I know that all I know is Silas is fucked up.
Yeah. Well, my intention was to partly was to buy time so that Silas can not be dying, maybe.
Oh, yes.
Chaos is my intention always.
I don't think you can.
Can what?
The astral plane is a place, is the plane of thought, memory, and psychic energy. It is where the gods go when they die or are forgotten. It is a barren place with only rare bits of solid matter. The astral plane is unique in that it is infinitesimal instead of intermittent. Infinite. There is no space or time here. They'll both catch up with beings when they leave. The souls of the newly dead from the prime material plane pass through here on the way to the afterlife or outer planes. It seems... I don't think you guys can fight each other. I think it's just...
Right, but we can talk to each other.
Yeah, totally.
Okay.
Yeah, you can talk to each other. It's just like you can't fight each other or make contact, it seems.
Yeah. All right, I'm gonna look at him and be like, I'm not gonna let you leave.
Okay.
Unless you... let my friend go.
It seems that we're both stuck here.
I'm just fine with that.
Okay, so am I.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
Seems like a fine deal to me.
Sweet.
Yeah. I mean, if I don't come back in time, I'm sure my boys will take care of your friends.
I'm sure my friends will take care of your boys.
I don't think your friends can do that.
You want to make bet?
I think we should bet about this. I think we can make a bet. Because from what I've...
You got any popcorn?
No, all my shit's back in my body.
Damn it.
I know. Listen.
What a shame. What's your deal?
What's my deal?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I don't know. Like, what are you guys doing? What's...
I mean, we're just kind of, we're part of an army.
Gotcha.
Yeah. You know how, like, it's kind of like, Dimitri back there. Kind of like a...
Dimitri's real cool.
Yeah, mercenary for hire kind of situation. It just so happened that your friend there used magic to trick us.
So are you for hire?
No. It's kind of more of a permanent mercenary situation.
Mm, yeah. Gotcha. Yeah. That's unfortunate.
It pays well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How much do you get paid?
Oh, I mean, 500 gold a month.
Mm,
yeah.
That is really good.
I do have to split it with my boys, but it's still
it's
a pretty good
deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So back in the prime material plane.
Yeah.
Sebastian, you hear yourself. Caleb, you pull out a bag.
Yes.
What is this bag? I just need to know.
There are some ball bearings in this bag to give it weight. To be gold pieces.
All right. Are you handing it to this guy?
Not yet, because I've not got insurances from this guy that he's going to let my friend go.
Okay.
So, I told him, like, if you let my friend go, you get the bag.
You bring back my boss, you let your friend go.
I have no control over that situation, but I would assume...
Damn, seems like you're in kind of a stalemate.
Wait.
Oh, yeah?
Let me assume that if we have the situation resolved, like, if Xylus gets removed, you guys start walking away... My friend will probably bamf back in, and then you can have your boss back. Outside of that, I think that's the order of operations.
Hmm.
I'm going to try to either persuade or deceive him.
Okay.
I took another person hostage. Guys,
yeah.
What the fuck?
And that's a 26.
Okay, he looks at you and goes, well, here's what I'm thinking. Maybe your friend can hear us right now. And I'm just going to say this.
Nope.
She
can't.
Then I guess we're at a stalemate now, aren't we?
I told you how the situation's going to work.
It's a real shame now, isn't it? I really,
Does that 26 not...
It's literally a 26, Daniel.
Persuasion.
Yes, I know.
Okay.
There's some situations where no matter the persuasion, it's just not going to work. And when you have these guys' boss held hostage, it's probably not going to work so well. So he looks and he goes, all right, here's the deal I'll make you. I can promise you, we won't hurt your friends if you hand me the bag of gold.
I have literally no assurances that you would do that.
I think we all want to end this situation as fast as possible. Billy, Markov, let him go real quick. They let go of you, Sebastian.
Were they grabbing me?
Yeah, They were all on top of you.
Okay. Yeah. I want to, like, sit up, I guess, but not threateningly.
Okay, you sit up.
Yeah.
Friend, you know, you got a hold of him anymore? Let me see the money.
I'm going to toss the gold between the two of us, like, halfway through. Sorry, the bag halfway through.
He's just going to, like, toss it on the ground?
Yep.
Does that mean Xylus can walk?
He's going to look at it, like, as it sinks in the snow, like, no. You're going to bring that to me.
Nope. Because I don't trust you.
Louis, get that. Well, he almost walks over and picks it up, opens the bag, and goes, and some bullshit, isn't it?
No.
Yeah. He dumps out the bomb. Seriously? Seriously. And then Audrey in the astral plane, Bill Moore, really?
Dude, I listen.
Fucking really?
I don't know. I didn't know that she was going to do that.
Really?
I have no control over my friends, dude. Caleb, I'm sorry.
Was there anything?
But you have my friend. You guys
sorry,
are
Daniel,
also being
I thought
dicks.
Rolling a 26 would actually do something for him.
No, this is the situation. Yeah. This is not going to do jack for you.
Then I'm just going to shoot him. That's my only art of response. Like, I've got nothing else.
There is just giving him 500 gold.
I'm not going to give him more of my gold.
A lot of gold.
Yeah,
yeah, it is a lot of gold, but you guys did a lot of fucked up.
I did nothing, Daniel.
Well, listen, you can still just pay the 500 gold. It's not gonna, it's no one has us to get hurt. They're willing to just walk away. 500 gold for their problems.
Fine. Fucking, as Rose draws the gun, Xylus goes, wait! And he pulls out 500 gold.
Okay.
And walks over, like, very carefully and hands it to that person.
He opens the bag, checks the gold. Is it 500 gold?
Yes.
All right. 500 gold.
I just removed 500 gold. God,
he looks
that
at you,
was
he's like,
all right, painful.
Where's the boss?
Okay, I'll blink back. I would like to shake Billmore's hand.
Good dealing with you. I'm so sorry this had to happen.
Yeah, it's nice to meet you, Billmore.
You too. You know, if you want to hang out and get us some beers, just hit me up.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Just, do you have, like, a phone number or something? So I can, like...
Oh, yeah, hold on. He whips out a piece of paper, writes down some shit. Here you go.
Sweet.
It's the address to the place they're going to be.
Is it our address?
No, it's
not. Oh, thank God.
No, you know. Yeah.
That made me feel so much better.
No, it's not.
I might take up on that one of these days.
Man.
And I know a place in Havencrest.
Oh, shit, yeah?
Yeah.
Sweet, yeah. Hit us up.
Cool.
And they walk off. They drop Xylus. They drop you a couple of healing potions, and they walk off.
They left a couple healing potions.
Yeah, for me?
They hand you some healing potions. One's like, so sorry about that. Dropped you a healing potion, they all walk
Jesus
away.
Christ.
What level are the healing potions?
I'm gonna say
just give me some health back.
44 plus 4.
Ooh. 44, so you have 2 44 plus 4. That's pretty good.
And they walk off. Demetria, that was oh fuck, I gotta get Demetria back. That went better than I thought. Yeah? That went better than I thought. I mean, it didn't go well, but it didn't go terribly.
That's fair. I don't feel good about myself at this moment.
We're not dead. I think that's the good part.
I feel as though I'm the cause of a lot of problems lately.
I'm just going to pat Xylus on the back. Not say anything.
500 gold lighter. What are you guys up to?
So, we didn't really, like, learn
Yeah, we
anything.
Accomplished pretty much nothing.
You accomplished
do
great
we
things.
Want
you're, now,
to
you're now 500 gold lighter.
Take the tablet back to Hubble, because I have the tablet.
I like that idea, and maybe we go check out the mansion thing, because I don't know what to do here.
I think take it back to Hubble, and then next time we can take the train places.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think, honestly, like, I know we haven't accomplished a whole lot in this whole bit. Of the obelisk thing, but I think we learned things. I think we learned
I think Xylus
things.
Learned some lessons.
Yeah. Lessons are valuable, right?
What's the lesson that you learned, Xylus? What's the lesson?
I'm gonna say for the next 3 days, he's gonna talk like 20% less.
That's the lesson you learned?
Yes.
Okay. I don't think we learned the same lesson in this situation, but fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Don't worry. Are you guys going to see Hubble? Or are you going to town?
Does anybody have any other ideas before we leave the mountain? Of, like, what to do, where to go?
I can't think of anything.
Okay. Do you want to go back to Hubble?
Sure. It's going to take us 2 days, but yeah.
Yeah. Caleb?
Sounds good.
Okay. I guess we go back the 2 days. Right. We spent, what, like 30 minutes here?
Yeah.
Almost froze to death. Almost died. Dragged into goblins.
Got robbed of a shit ton of money. Talked to a big
fucking demon bone thing. Got robbed, yeah.
No.
I made a new friend.
You paid for the dumb shit you did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What did I do? Charm person?
You were just... Yeah, you charm person. Yeah. And then followed the person.
Yeah. Yeah, that wasn't great.
But at least now we know that they're not going to be, like, hunting us down, hopefully.
They shouldn't, no.
So.
No, when you cast one, he's going to cast charm person. You're like, I'm going to follow him. I'm like, oh, what?
Yeah.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
Okay. So, you guys spend 2 days walking back to town. Nothing eventful happens. You just...
Oh.
It's just 2 days, yeah.
Sweet.
That's good.
Just smashing it a long rest.
You guys get long rest.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, you get 2 long rests. You're all fine.
And we'll go all the way to Humble.
You're just going to Hubble's?
I think.
Okay.
I got a thing to show him.
Okay.
I'm excited about this thing.
You guys go to Hubble's house.
Is the obelisk still there? Can we walk through town?
Yeah, the obelisk is still there.
Okay.
Hold on. Wait. Yeah, the obelisk is still there in town. Hasn't moved. It seems that life's...
I cast Firebolt on it and say, fuck you, obelisk!
You cast Firebolt on the obelisk and it just kind of like... into the obelisk.
I figured. You know, it's fine.
And then you feel the tablet vibrate. Mm.
Oh. You have the tablet.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to take it out and look at it.
The words all lit up. And then as you take it out, anyone who's looking at the obelisk sees that the obelisk lights up with a shit ton of words.
Never Whoa. Mind, I'm going to take the tablet to the obelisk.
You walk over to the obelisk. The obelisk is covered in a shit ton of different writing.
Are any of them...
Yes.
...readable? Okay.
Oh, totally. There's common, draconic. Every single writing language you know is on this obelisk.
It's the Rosetta Stone. Okay. What is it? What does it say?
It is the other half of a spell. You have a feeling it's the other half of the spell that is written on this tablet.
I want to touch the tablet to the obelisk. However, what if it's a bad spell? Should we keep going to Hubble?
Can we bring Hubble here?
Right. Like, go get him and show him. And
yeah.
Bring him here. Yes? Do that?
Yeah.
Let's do that.
Okay. You go to Hubble's house.
Yes.
Again.
Again.
Yes.
You spend a lot of time here.
Yes.
You go to the barn.
Yes.
You just walk up to the front door.
And I knock.
You knock on the front door.
Yes.
The door opens and you are greeted by Hubble himself in a bathrobe and slippers. Oh. He's, what's up? Oh.
What time is it?
It's like 2 or 3 in the afternoon.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hey, dude.
Hi.
How's it going?
It's good.
Are you okay?
I got the cold.
Oh.
What's up, guys?
So there's like a mysterious... black obelisk in the middle of Havencrest. Have you heard of this?
Yeah, I've looked at it a couple of times.
There was a compass that came out of that obelisk. Oh. We followed the compass to a bunch of cold mountains, and then there was this weird hut with a bunch of dead bodies and this tablet in the middle of it.
Okay.
It has part of a spell on it, and the other half of the spell is on the obelisk, and it lights up when they are near each other.
Okay.
So.
Did you cast the spell?
I'm scared it's a bad spell. I'm not really a spell girl, so...
Okay. Should we go check it out?
Do you want to... Are you okay?
Not really.
Should I just go do it myself?
I think you should just go do it.
But what if it's bad and you're not there and we can't handle it?
Yeah, we all have to grow up sometimes.
Wow.
No, he's not going to say that. He goes,
I was going to say, no, that's not the thing say that. To would, say.
No, he's going
to
go, that's right. One moment. Spats, I'm going out. He shuffles off and then comes back, still wearing the bathrobe, but now he has like sneakers on.
Sweet.
He's like, all right, let's go.
All right, we go back to town.
Hold on. Everyone link arms. Come on. Come on.
We're linking arms.
We're linking arms. He's like, all right. We're all good to teleport here, right? No one's like, got any medical conditions?
Yes, well, now that you mention it, sometimes I get this weird tingling feeling, and I'm very concerned. It
happens to everyone, and then just go...
yep.
And then you... into town, he's like, oh, okay. I believe in you.
Okay, I'm gonna go touch the tablet to the thing.
You touch the tablet to the thing, and he goes, you have to read the spell.
I'm gonna read the spell together.
You read the spell out loud.
in Draconic, which is...
Not Abyssal. I read Abyssal.
Oh, sorry. In Abyssal. I don't know what Abyssal would sound like. Parseltongue? It's a weird hissy language. I don't know. Yeah, that's what Abyssal sounds like. It's a weird hissy kind of language.
Yeah.
And as you say that, the outside of the obelisk like cracks and then like falls away. And sitting there...
It's a naked lady.
Jesus Christ.
Is it a bare naked lady?
Lilu.
Oh, no, it's not.
Damn it.
No, it's... How would I want to do this?
Whatever your heart desires.
It's four more tablets, except these ones are carved out of... one's like carved out of metal, one's carved out of wood, one's carved out of bone, and the last one, it almost kind of looks like ice. And they're just floating there in the air.
I'm going to go pick them up.
You grab the four tablets.
Mm-hmm.
And they are all written in different languages. One is written in Infernal, Deep Speech, Sylvan, and Undercommon.
I don't know any of those.
That's a shame.
I don't know any of those either.
I think that's where we're going to end it.
Thank you for listening to Attention Deficit and Hyperactive Dragons. My name's Sebastian, and I played Xylas Ramsbottom, who Sebastian and Xylas feel real bad about all the shit that they put the party into. Anyways.
My name's Caleb. I played Dr. Rosalind Rose Thompson. This was almost worse for Daniel, because I almost picked a linguist for a feat, and it gives you like five languages.
That would have been not great for me.
Yeah.
Because I would have looked more like an idiot.
Yeah, that would have been fun.
My name is Audrey, and I played Vel. Who is actually really excited about this obelisk tablet mystery thing that's going on here. She quite enjoys it, so.
Oh, right, I have to say stuff. I'm Daniel. I was the Dungeon Master for this glorious mess. All relevant links are in the description of the podcast. Come talk to our face parts on Twitter.
Come tweet at our face parts.
Come tweet at our face parts.
Our face parts will at the very least read the tweets.
Hey! We'll respond to him if we can.
Not with our face parts.
You could like slap your face against the phone and hope for the best.
You know what? Yeah. If somebody leaves us a Twitter message.
I promise you I'll do that if you tweeted us.
Actually, I will use my nose to type it out.
I can do that. I'm skilled in the nose typing. Just want people to know that.
Okay.
That you feels want people to nose dirty. That?
They all nose that now, yes.
Yes, good nosing.
Yes.
Bye.
Leave a review if you liked it. Bye.
Yeah, bye.
Bye.
I love you. Bye.
Mr. Witch and Mr. Light have an agreement with a group of hags who call themselves the Hourglass Coven. You see, they can come and go into the Witchlight Carnival as they please to steal from naughty patrons. But what happens when those patrons come back years later looking for those lost things? Find out as Wizards and Wine takes on The Wild Beyond the Witchlight. Two tables playing through the same adventure. One table more thoughtful, kind, and bold in their actions. The other table more decisive, more adventurous, a little more prone to taking risks. The actions of each table influences the gameplay of the other. Find out how it all shakes out with Wizards and Wine, The Wild Beyond the Witchlight. You can catch the podcast on your favorite podcasting platform, and you can catch the live stream on Mondays. Find us on YouTube and Facebook. We hope to see you at the carnival very soon.